The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Bitch through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spike me.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head, brought to you by BTC.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, July 23rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Probably you'll be chiming in, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour to talk sports. But as you know, it is all things Grand Bahama today. It is a great supplement each and every Tuesday in the Guardian. And it is the Grand Bahama Report. We'll be going live on the flip side of the break to Grand Bahama, chiming in with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper. Getting caught up on all things Freeport. But here's how you chime in and become a Talking Head. All brought to you, of course, by BTC. Tax lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 here in New Providence. Toll free in anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 6.9 FM. And of course, right now, before we get to the break, let's check out the headlines. What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian?
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And be sure to check out Fine Threads. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Like I said, new arrivals in stock. Be sure to check them out or simply check them out online, finethreads.com. All right, let's check out the headlines real quick. What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Matter since 1844? Recent murders are connected. Fernandez says police will increase presence. Story by Tanika Thompson. The murder of a man on Hannah Road last Tuesday and the shooting deaths of two men in the nearby Pine Barren Road area two nights later are believed to be connected. This according to Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernanda. This coming in yesterday. Regarding the Tuesday incident, police said O'Neill Miller, 51, was shot dead by two men who accosted him outside his Hannah Road home. Two nights later, Jamie Tynes, 48, and Adrian Edgecombe, no age given, were shot by three gunmen after they arrived at a residence off Penford Close, off Pine Barren Road. The victims tried to escape their shooters but collapsed and died outside a nearby home, police said. On investigation, we can safely say that these two matters, that they are connected, Fernandez said, adding that the motive for the killings remained unclear. COP, or the Chief of Police, excellent progress in the CID probe. Investigators are making excellent progress into their investigation into corruption allegations at the Criminal Investigations Department. This is according to Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernanda. That matter is well in hand, Fernanda told reporters at a press conference at police headquarters on East Street. The investigations are making some excellent progress in the investigation. They're also in communication with our UK partners who have asked for documents, and they're doing just that. So we keep an eye on that and how that progresses. Attorney General, we are ending criminalization of Rastafarianism. Mr. Producer, I never knew it was a crime to be a Rasta. I mean, just for being, I mean, if I look at the headline right there, what you mean decriminalize, we are ending criminalization of Rastafarianism. I never knew it was a crime to be a Rastafarian, a Rasta, or a Rastafarian, or follow the Rastafarian movement. Attorney General Ryan Pinder opened debate in the Senate yesterday on bills to legalize cannabis for medical and religious use. He said it is important that the government put an end to the criminalization of Rastafarianism. We believe it's the right thing to do, Pender said. We don't think it's right to criminalize an entire religion because of the use of their sacrament in their religious activities. We don't believe that, and that is why we've taken the approach that we've taken. Okay? I just needed clarity on that, but I know where he's going. But if you just look at the headline, you know, you might have had some upset Rastafarians. Because that's looked like, you know, it's a crime. But I get it. I get it. Let me check the text lines. Great show as usual, Naughty. The sad part is people are baptized. Sadly, it's become a part of the fabric of our community, of our society. And when you think we got about, I think, 10 women murdered for the year so far, that should tell you where we're at in 2024. Taking nothing away from all the young men and men that have been murdered as well, too. It's just crazy. Real talk. It's absolutely nuts. Also, Naughty, don't join the Rastafarian Church just to partake in their religious sacrament. Me and Howard. How you get Howard in that? Man, I'm good, man. I'm happy that the sacramental portion of that bill has been addressed. That's long overdue. Now you got to get the recreational portion, which is long overdue. But I think the folks that want the recreational portion that I need to step up and produce the white papers to the administration in order for them to be held or regarded in the same esteem as the medicinal and the sacramental community. But we'll see how it all plays out. And the Prime Minister has successful surgery for sciatica. Prime Minister Philip Braver Davis underwent a successful surgery to correct sciatica yesterday, Minister of Health and Wellness Dr. Michael Darwell said. In a statement issued by the Ministry of Health, Darwell said, the procedure was a very straightforward one with a positive recovery period is anticipated. Listen, if it was straightforward, they could have done it straightforward, right? Anyway, we can digress. All right, let's get to the break. That's a wrap right there. On your headline is all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll take the quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be picking up the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And we'll be going live to Grand Bahama to see what's buzzing in Grand Bahama. It is the Grand Bahama Report coming up, the Freeport Report, on Tuesday, July 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get together, hey. We a bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken we a pre, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we online.
Bucket together under the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
That's astonishing. Yeah. Where is the remote? Who turned the TV off?
Sorry, hun. It's a power outage.
Power up your home with a renewable energy system. CIBC Caribbean offers up to 100% financing on residential photovoltaic systems to keep you powered up during outages. Ask your relationship manager or sales specialist about our renewable energy loans. You may also visit CIBCFCIB.com/renewable energy loans for more information. Conditions apply.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Yeah, 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 whoa. Yeah, yeah. A ragga, so a ragga. Whoa, yeah, yeah. You don't have to dread to be rasta. This is not a dreadlocks thing. Divine conception of the heart. Well, you don't have to dread to be rasta. Well, this is not a dreadlocks thing. Divine conception of the heart. Well, it's a life of a liberty lived by the fathers of our history.
All right, as we continue, ready, let it run, Mr. Producer. As we continue the Tuesday, July 23rd edition of Talking Heads, I just want to raise this good point. What about those folks who actually, you know, practice Rastafarianism, who don't? And yeah, what Morgan Heritage tell you, you don't have to dread to be Rasta. Remember that now. So careful moving forward. You never know who's Rasta. So you got to make sure before you, you know, go astray, Babylon. All right? Got to make sure you're, you know, don't persecute the wrong hydrant. All right? Because you never knew practicing. All right? Don't mind people don't have no locks, you know. You never know who's arresting they heart. Remember that? Pick up the Morgan Heritage too, man. All right, Mr. Producer, but we about to go to Freeport, but let me get this phone call in before we go to Grand Bahama. Because I don't want to get rolling with them and then, you know. So let's get to this real quick. Talking Heads.
I gotta give you a small conundrum.
Okay.
We live in an age now where a person can choose their identity.
Okay.
So you know this thing, Edwell.
Yeah, I mean, it's how you identify, you know what I mean?
You gotta identify with something.
My youngest son told me the other day, say he identifies as a sofa. He just sitting there doing nothing, looking at the TV because he ain't into cleaning up. I couldn't argue. I had to just go clean up because he was, at the moment he was identifying as a sofa. I couldn't do nothing but that.
Oh, this is going to get crazy.
Yes, you know how it goes. But obviously you got to, you know, keep agitating for accountability, transparency, and information to get out there. And then obviously that it's applied correctly. Anyway, and that all portions of society benefit from the new bills that are implemented.
Anyway, I can take this over here, please. So what's your views now after the All-Star game?
All-Star game.
The last All-Star game.
You mean the WNBA when Angel had 12 and 11 and Caitlin had 4 points in 26 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the spin on certain portions of the media to tell me how that game went, you know, because obviously some of them didn't see the same game we saw, but it's all good.
It cleared the air, though.
Yeah, I mean, in that last moment, in that last outing on the grandest, quote, stage of their season, apart from their finals and their playoffs.
And
Angel won that one also.
And Angel showed a level of athleticism, you know. I see before.
Good stuff. But hit me back in 5 o'clock. I'm sure Pearlie will want to talk about this. You know, he's a big Angel Reese fan. But I got to get to Grand Bahama. Good stuff as always, bro. Be safe. All right, let's get down to Grand Bahama then, Mr. Producer. Sarah, Darren, how are you? Welcome back. It's Tuesday again. Good to have you guys chiming in. What's going on?
Hey, darling. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening with you guys?
Present.
Well, listen now. We got lots to talk about. Obviously, another great supplement this week, Sarah, in the Grand Bahama News, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. I mean, in the Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. You got to get the supplement each and every Tuesday and bring us up to snuff, you know, what's going on in Grand Bahama. And I'm sure Darren and I got some other things to chop up at some point before he gets out of here. So what you got going for us there, Sarah, in the Pollyanna version?
The Pollyanna version. Well, I did my secretarial duties. I chased Darren up, and he on the call, so...
There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff. I appreciate that.
And I also want to do a shout out to Mark, very big listener of us.
Okay, good stuff. Big up to Mark Gardner, man. Props to Mark. But before we get into this.
Oh, I was going to go on that one. Okay, what?
I have something for you. And it goes like this. Viva España. With the euro. So spare me the...
That's okay.
The British team. Just spare me. It was a great game. It was a great win. You can't deny Spain is a dynasty. Four Euros, the World Cup in the last 18 years. That's dominance. You cannot deny that.
You can't deny it. And also, it didn't come home, and that's fine. But I was very pleased that we were in the finals. And I have to tell you, those two goals that Spain did were fantastic.
And, the best
and I can also celebrate Argentina.
There you go, Argentina and Copa America. And listen, you can celebrate Great Britain as well, too, because you finally got rid of your coach, which I think was an anchor project for that team. Anyway, he was an albatross to himself. So I think you ought to be looking good moving forward. Now, let's get to Grand Bahama. Okay. And here we go. And we're off.
So obviously, our lead story this week is the fact that now, last week we had that Shania Adderley was not going. This week we're confirming showing she's the youngest member of the team. And I think for her and her family, this is really important after having that, you know, her stepping up and getting in there and making those mixed finals. So this is a big story for her, though I know there's a lot of controversy around the Olympic squad and who they pick. I'm very elated for this young lady who I feel stepped up to the plate. But that's just my opinion, but that's...
No, listen, let me let you know how I feel on this.
Yeah.
Initially, when I heard that she did not make the team after the contribution she made and in such a short notice, last minute effort, I thought she should have gone. And my thing was, replace a family member, friend, lover, homie, cromie that we always pay for on our dime, some way, somehow, leave one of them home and let her go. But then, in true Bahamiana fashion, we can't just take the simple route to solve something.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's replace a third place qualifier with the fifth fastest time, despite the fifth fastest time stepping in and helping the team qualify. They both should have gone. Third qualifier in her capacity. Add Shania as an observer if they can't run her. She's only 16, but the experience would do wonders. She's the pipeline. Both of them are the future of that event. So the more international experience they can get, the better. It's not these kids' fault. They shouldn't be the names making the headlines. It should be the individuals on the Bahamas Olympic Committee and the BAAAs who have dropped the ball on this, in my opinion, who need to take the blows for this, because this is a faux pas they created. That could have easily been avoidable. But I'm glad she's getting the opportunity nonetheless. And hopefully, like I said, it'll do wonders for her career, the experience now, letting her know where she really needs to work harder to get where she needs to be in certain areas and see the level of competition. My God, she's only 16.
Yeah, it's amazing, hey, at that age. And to have the wherewithal to do that, it's fantastic. And I just wish her well. And I also want to give a shout out, though, to the lovely lady who designs the papers, because I have to say this is a beautiful cover. And I hope this young lady keeps this and frames it. It's a really pretty cover for
her. You need to get that and frame it and put it up in your office. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, it is a really pretty one. All right, let me move on. And we have the American Airlines update. We had heard about this, and we had understood that it was only being closed during those dates to people using American Airline points or things like that. But actually, no, in a follow-up with American Airlines, we found out that it is actually our airline. They will not fly to Freeport, to Grand Bahama, during September. I think it's September 4th to October 6th, which is not good news for a lot of people. But thankfully, Bahamas Air is stepping in. And during that time, hopefully in August, we got great news. Western Air will be doing the Fort Lauderdale-Freeport run, which is huge. So I'm really thrilled about that.
You sound excited. Fort Lauderdale-Freeport run. Shopping. That's what I hear in the background, Sarah. I hear shopping.
Yeah. But it's not just that. It's for us to commute to get everywhere. Like, if you're going to... my daughter's not going back to college this year. But in order for her to get to college in Atlanta, we had to, instead of going through Freeport to Miami,
to Atlanta or Freeport, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale, Atlanta. We went Freeport, Nassau, Nassau, Atlanta. I mean, you have to go through Nassau a lot instead of being able to go out of your own island to get into the expensive. And if you can go direct through American Airlines, Miami, Freeport, it's easy. I mean, Miami or Fort Lauderdale, it's easier. So these are big things for us. It's a huge cost, an additional cost on top of everything else. So these also mean that flights that are coming from Canada and Europe, it's easier for them. So I know lots of Canadians who are thrilled to find out that now Western Air will be able to fly out of Fort Lauderdale. Because if you don't make it in time on the Bahamas Air flight once a day, you have that as a second option as well. So it's really big news for us.
So any updates, and especially Darren, if you want to chime in on this, any updates on the airport? I mean, it's great that they're changing the flight schedule and you got airlift possibilities. But any updates on the airport?
Other than the fact that it's still coming down, no.
Yeah, we don't have anything else besides that.
It's not completely demolished yet? It's not broken down?
No, it's far away from that.
Low, sorry.
So what is exactly they're trying to do with that airport? Are they trying to take it down like rivet by rivet, rung by rung? Are they trying to preserve it? What's that?
Probably trying to save the building. I don't know what's the method behind the madness, but it's not down.
And make it like a cheaper quick fix rather than a more expensive quick fix, or because I don't get it.
They have the plans. I hope not.
I don't know if they're just trying to probably resell the building. I don't know, but they're taking it down bolt by bolt, not by nut.
And that's not good news.
And here comes the text, Naughty. What day and time, and good afternoon to your guests in Grand Bahama. What month, what day, time, and month will we hear about the hotel sale in Grand Bahama? The DPM is in charge now. Brave is tired after all the traveling around the globe. Can we get an answer, please? Can we get an answer?
Well, yeah. I've been advised, Naughty, from because there was a staff meeting held last week to advise staff members that the hotel is now on contract. And it's on contract, and they would be able to finalize, hopefully, in 6 weeks. So the contract now, Sarah, is real estate.
Yeah.
Now going through all of the preliminaries, they're going through all of the details, I guess, looking at the property in its entirety and its fullness. And then hopefully, they could make some sense with the purchase amount. Because the truth be told, I think three of those buildings definitely have to come down because of the mold-infested state it's in or got. But it's now under contract from what the chairman of the Hotel Corp board, Chairman Russell or Pinder or Rowley, whatever, Russell, has advised the staff at the Grand Lucayan. And it was confirmed last week. And I made some inquiries to employees who were a part of that meeting.
Okay.
That's the best we got. And we ain't yet no 2 weeks announcement now that the Prime Minister is out there on sick leave.
Yeah, that's going to take a minute.
But even if he wasn't
on sick leave, I don't know if we're going to get that answer.
But the DPM will be in town on Thursday, so hopefully we can find out from him an update. He's coming for the last Gumbe and for a tourism event, a pitching event for young kids to try and get businesses started in the tourist business. So he's on island, so let's hope we can get some answers from him, which would be great. I'm thinking positive.
I'm sure I could probably speak to him. No details as yet.
So wrong. And anyway, let me get to the rest of these stories.
There you go.
We've had some power outages, Naughty. I don't know what you did to us, but they have been resolved now, and our major power unit is back online. And I understand that they have reserve power units that can go wrong. So there's an update on that for all Grand Bahamians, because we weren't used to it, and we started having some rolling blackouts here. It was not good. And it's hot.
Man, asking or are you telling?
I know. So I don't know how your power is going, but we had a little bit of a scare in the last couple of weeks. So, but glad to know Grand Bahama Power has got that back up and rolling. I have a friend who works there. I know Darren probably has people there too. So we we had, you know, some uncomfortable nights, but hopefully we're back on, because Lord knows everybody's got their AC on because it's hot.
Well, you know, as relates to that too, Sarah, for me, while many persons were removed by what was going on and of course, making the comments, oh, Jimmy PC is garbage and so forth, I disagree, because Jimmy Power has been reliable in for Grand Bahama for many years. And yes, they've hit a snag and they've had some challenges. But right at the gate, they came out with a press release and then they came out with a press conference. Myself and many others, we were updated as media personnel, talk shows, letting us know what was going on. They made a commitment that last week Friday, by last week Friday, we should be back to a sense of normalcy. And I must give it to them, because we are now back to a sense of normalcy. There was no significant power outages over the weekend. No reported power outages thus far to date. And so
they made it to Gumbe all right, too. On Thursday, because everyone was worried.
Persons indicated that, you know, so I can hit them when they need to be hit, but I'm also going to give them their kudos when it's necessary. And they've been reliable. And like any company goes through its level of challenges, and that's what they were going through. But during their press conference, they indicated that they would have flew in some techs. They came in and they were working overtime to get it done. And today we are back to a sense of normalcy. And
yeah,
so
I like that.
Not like BPL naughty.
You're like to just throw your shade when you're already bored. Jesus Lord. And I can't say nothing, because y'all power on right now. All's probably going off in the next 30 seconds, so it is what it is. All right, let us know about this big book release, though, Sarah. That looked kind of positive and looked well attended.
I didn't go. Barbara went, so she was very excited about this. I don't know if Darren knows a little bit more about this and can highlight anything at all. Darren, do you know?
Of the book release? What book release?
Yes. It's on Pastor Ewing's book released, How to Understand and Break Generational Curses.
Oh, no. I don't.
So it's a really nice write-up by Barbara, and she was very excited about it. So I would suggest everyone have a look at that. It's on page 4 of our paper today, which is also online. And you can also, and you'll find it on the 242 tomorrow. And then also, it was nice, comes full circle. I was really pleased about Art Lakaya gave its money to, that they raised to the art students from various schools on the island. It's our Eiffel this week, so it's a little update on that. And I am a big proponent of art being system, because that's really what makes kids super, super talented and brings out the best in them. It can't just be math and English and algebra all the time. Art is so creative, and speaking to someone who is a creative, I love that part of it. So I really was excited to see them helping out local schools and helping them with art supplies and everything else they need, which, you know, get lost in budgets a lot of the time.
All right. Now.
Now.
Now you got everything out of the way. Where we at, man? Where we at, where we getting where we need to be? We still got issues. I still want to be able to tell taxes who keep taxing me. You know, we got good news on the horizon.
As relates to the hotel?
Anything. Give me some good news, Dan. Some good Freeport good news, man.
Well, Naughty, I wish I had something to give you.
No, man.
And I'm beating up my brain to try and figure out what could I give you good for Grand Bahama.
The only thing I can tell you is that Carnival's going well. That's the good news that I have for you on that part. And that the shipyard is going well. So those two projects we know are going well.
And
I don't know if that's at the airport.
And the PLB has launched a successful campaign.
All right.
That's the only good thing I come up with, Zero.
I got a question. Off the text lines. Naughty, ask Darren, ever since the by-election, how is things looking in West Grand Bahama?
I knew that was coming. I could have paid money on that.
is the Pope cackling?
Oh, Lord.
Well, of course, you know, I did something last week, or 2 weeks ago, on the Grand Bahama area of the by-election, which is West Grand Bahama District. we have confirmed that there will be no opening of the junior high school for this school term, 2024. It will not open until 2025. That's disappointing news for the residents of West Grand Bahama. No seawall construction has started as yet. No demolishing of the West End police station. They're still inside of the police house that's designed to be used for them to rest, but it's now a police station. The doctor in 8 Mile Rock Clinic still to be able to deal with emergencies in the community in the event of waiting for the ambulance. Where else? No road pavement has done. No lights have been installed. No park in Pine Forest. No refurbishing of park in Pinedale. No refurbishing of park in Pinedale. No refurbishing of park in whatever that area is. I think it's Sapodilla area. So nothing significant. The only thing that's happened since the by-election in Grand Bahama would have been during the by-election would have been the opening of the government complex, a portion of it. The 8 Mile Rock Clinic is open. I mean, the 8 Mile Rock courthouse is open. The police station is still waiting for furnitures. Some of the offices that were open in the government complex are closed, but some of them have since moved in. Road is still horrible. Drainage is still horrible in the area. And so nothing to say has happened in the Western District. The beautiful Grand Bahama team, I think, you know, we're paying 350 of them. And I think either they are working from home or they are working on some private projects for the program, because the community, the area is in horrible state. There's portion of the areas that are clean, but and really out of hand. So that's the best I can give you for that particular area since the by-election. Nothing significant. The member of parliament, King T. Smith, has hosted two successful town hall meetings for PLPs, one being in West End a few weeks ago with Jobet Kopi Davis, and then one would have been on Friday with Wayne Monroe and someone else at the 8 Mile Rock Gymnasium. Well turnout, well supported. And from what I'm understanding, it's the start of another political campaign cycle. But nothing significant for West. I can't tell you anything new that I'm aware of that I've been given information on for the Western District thus far.
No, the only thing I think, did you go to any of the things with the homes that the urban renewal talked about?
We weren't able
to cover it. Yeah, is it small homes repairs or is he building 30, 50 homes? We weren't able to do the story, and I know I feel behind on this one, but there is a story. They're building homes in Grand Bahama, and I know they just came over with social services to do that. I can't find the story right now.
That would have been in Garden Village. That's not in 8 Mile Rock.
No, I thought they were building them like in general, and they're going to apply for it. I didn't quite understand it, and I didn't advise of them at all. It's about new homes that they're building as relates urban renewal.
As relates to urban renewal and small home repairs, we still got blue tops throughout the district.
Yeah.
We still got residents that's calling for help in the district. We still have during the rainy season, people are calling for blue tops. And from what we've counted thus far in the district, I've counted myself in the district from Sapodilla to West End, I got about 68 homes still have blue tops on it in different districts. So I am not sure what the program they may be running. I'm not sure if this is new homes being rebuilt or these are repairs, but based on small home repairs and DRA, which name has changed, they're still homeowners, and some are saying they can't get the assistance because of their political belief, their political connection, and the list goes on.
Yeah, that's the only problem I have. I don't like that it's political. It should be across the board. I kind of felt when Dorian was happening, we had that non-political, and it really was, you know, good news about that. And that's the only thing I have to say that annoys me about it, if that's happening. I'm trying to find the story now about the homes, and I want to say it was that the urban renewal was in Down and that they were looking to build, here's the story, government to build 50 new homes for Grand Bahama in need of housing. 50 new homes are expected to be built throughout Grand Bahama as the Ministry of Housing and Urban Renewal commenced its housing program on the island 50 new homes will compromise the single and multifamily housing. And the Minister of Housing and Urban Renewal, Keith Bell, was in town to do this with Lisa Ramming.
All right, yeah,
I saw that, and that's where they were in Garden, they were in the Garden Villas area, indicating that they will be taking ownership of some abandoned buildings to make it the rent-to-own program project. But that's not West Grand Bahama District.
Right.
All
okay.
right. This,
but,
text,
so this is just those homes.
Then we can get to the caller. Naughty, tell Dan, stop lying on West End MP Mr. Smith. He just donated a brand new, brand spanking new riding lawnmower to beautiful Grand Bahama West so the grass could be cut on time. So please stop.
You know, Naughty, that is so true. Yes, he did. And the Minister for Grand Bahama, I apologize. I saw that on the weekend where they both were driving it. And
it's a riding mower. It's a riding mower, for God's sake.
It's a riding, yes. They are correct. I apologize. That is what has been done thus far. And from what I'm aware of, like I said, I was not aware of it, but yes, I saw that on Facebook, and I humbly apologize to the Texan.
Yes, because it's a rider. I'm telling you, it's a rider. It's not a pusher. It's a rider.
It's a red riding lawnmower.
Oh, okay. That red riding set is nice. Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Very red.
Yes, how you doing? Cialla and John.
Hey, what's going on, Cialla?
Yeah, Darren, I just want to let you know, there is an actual... they're working virtually. Ever since COVID, people have been working virtually. So,
literally, Dr. Mud now is the Alan. Who's working virtually? Not beautiful Grand Bahama.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
They mentally send it out there. It's all perfect.
Yeah, man.
It's
that really telepathy good. Works, bro. Let me tell you, the Jedi mind trick is a serious thing.
Watch out.
So, hey, can you enhance it?
Good job.
Enhance it. We made some enough cannabis. Just keep it under 30 grams.
I like it.
But my thing is, you know, go ahead, Cialla.
Yes, I just want to tell you, you know, the problem is that we have people are stepping over dollars to offer us pennies, or I should say nickels, because it's somehow keep accepting it. Look, Darren, you're correct. If that hotel is sold, the two end hotels was built in the early 1960s will definitely have to go. If I don't even know if the Grand Lucayan can be rehabilitated. But when you look at what is being expected of Grand Bahama, there's been no major announcement of anything on Grand Bahama at minimum, let's use for the 204 days of this year. Okay? Nothing. So if Grand Bahama needs $2.8 million a day to begin a restoration process, $20 million a week in investments just to bring normalcy into the island, and you have never heard no announcement. Your announcement has been taking years to begin to make announcement. We have to begin to talk about our needs on Grand Bahama in context of solutions. The problem is we're allowing them to tell us things. And so what happens is Grand Bahama, and I hope, Sarah, that you can actually do a story on the failure of Grand Bahama Port Authority and the government of the Bahamas to bring a strategy for Grand Bahama while they spar or box around in the ring, because the people are starving. And, you know, I don't know how you say they could build as much homes as they want. The typical mortgage on a home for even government home is $2,000 a month. The income for $2,000 a month for qualification is $6,000 a month. $6,000 a month is $72,000 a year. So, of course, you could jimmy rig your pay slips and everything and then join the 70% of people in default in the mortgage corporation. But if you really want to build homes, whatever, in Grand Bahamas, you know, those people, and Darren, you should know, those people in Garden Villas, the dozen people there, is no way in this God's earth they'll be able to pay $1,000 a month mortgage for them. And they didn't mention any type of help that they would be giving to those people to relocate or social housing. We have to stop letting them manufacture consent and control our opposition to the garbage that we've been giving them. And I think, and I say this to Grand Bahamians all the time, we have the collective intelligence to shape the direction of Grand Bahama. We have to stop allowing the 5-year celebrities to tell us or whitewash what they're doing for us. And gaslight us in what they're doing for us. So, Sarah, please do a story on the real state of Grand Bahama, and maybe it'll add some fire to the Grand Bahama Port Authority as well as to the government of the Bahamas to talk with us instead of at us. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much, Yellen. And Sarah and Darren, I appreciate you guys.
I like that suggestion.
I appreciate you guys chiming in, but I'm getting the high sign from Mr. Producer, so we got to get to the break. But I appreciate your contributions, as always. Good luck for another, you know, successful week in Freeport, both of you guys. And we'll talk soon. We'll do it again next Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have an update. This is the fourth week now, and I thought the announcement was going to be made this week, but I didn't bother to dress up. Maybe next week I can put on my suit, all right? Keep me posted, Diane.
We can let
posted
you know.
Sarah, all right? But I appreciate all your efforts, all right, man. Have a great week in Grand Bahama. Big up to Grand Bahama, and we'll see you again next Tuesday, all right?
Thanks, Naughty.
Let's get to the break, and on the flip side of the break, you know who's coming up with your four ball of the day, Cuban Willie, all brought to you, of course, with his numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Keep it right where you got it.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set.
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM. And follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris. The 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates, brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller of the Bahamas.
We a bucket together when everybody out. Fried chicken we a pre, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC Summer Bucket Deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan. Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought by Island Game.
Buenos dias. It's Tuesday, and I got the four ball for you, the cuatro pelotas. It's me, Cuban Willie, with my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today's number, 1876, the 1876, the four ball special for you today. Play and win in the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We go everywhere. Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back to school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys long and short pants, school neckties, PE shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center, Chesapeake Road's annual back-to-school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
Web, I gotcha on the Tuesday into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know we're talking sports. Pearly should be zooming in short order, so we'll be getting caught up with Pearly. And let me check the text lines real quick. Got caught up from some of these texts. Naughty, great show as usual. Naughty, the world is caught up to USA in basketball. Have you seen the last two games? Yes, between South Sudan and Germany. Very tight action. Pretty, now I'll address that, coming up this hour. We'll make mention of that. And just let me know when he chimes in, Mr. Producer. While I wait for Pearly, though, let me do like I do, like I always do, setting off the 5 o'clock hour. It's all about today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. All right. But right now, let's jump on into today in sports history. And on this day, July 23rd, several things happened. 1969, U.S. Vice President Spiro Agnew threw out the first ball at the Major League All-Star Game. 1972, Eddie Merckx of Belgium won his fourth consecutive Tour de France bicycling competition. 1985, Odubee McDowell became the first Texas Ranger player to hit for the cycle. 2000, Lance Armstrong Tour de France. 2000, Tiger Woods became the youngest player to complete a career Grand Slam when he won the British Open. He was 24. 2009, Mark Burley of the Chicago White Sox pitched the 18th perfect game in Major League history. The Sox beat Tampa Bay 5-0. Sports quote of the day, half this game is 90% mental, Yogi Berra. And that sounds like a Yogi quote. And with that being said, that's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And let's get up into the home court. And, of course, you know, the home court brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And, be sure to check them out. Those Independence Big Kings were off the chain. The Independence Breakfast Sandwich off the chain. And don't forget tomorrow's Wednesday. And it's all about Whopper Wednesday. All right, make it part of your Wednesday. Circle your calendars on it. All right, so let's check out the local sports scene. Has Pearly chimed in yet?
I'm right here, my brother. Right here.
What's going on, Pearlissimo? Local sports scene, boy. We got lots to talk about, boy. And I need you to help me address the elephant in the room, man.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right. The elephant in the room being Muhammad Adali makes history as youngest Bahamian Olympian, and we spoke about it on the show. I feel she should have been added to the team, but not to the expense of the third overall qualifier.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how that math works. The math ain't mathing. You take the fifth qualifier who stepped in the crunch and did big things and deserves to be part of the program, and especially moving forward with all the talent she brings to the table, but especially at only 16. But you had somebody qualify two spots ahead of her. How did they get removed and become the, observer? I don't get that. The math ain't mathing right there, bro.
Tell me about it, and the worst part about it is the young lady that gets shafted is a soccer. So I'm very doubly upset.
Do you think that has something to do with it?
I would hope not.
As much cut skin as you all have delivered in track and field over the years, do you think it might just be?
No, not, I know that the BOA, the BOC president's kids goes to QC, but I don't think that'll be a factor. I wouldn't even let that be.
Well, I think that, and listen, Mr. Knowles, you're all right with me. Big Fish, okay with me. But that reason you gave me for that,
I think that was out of context. I'm not going to accept that as the reason. I think that was just blown. I think that was taken out of context. I don't think that was a factor. I can't say that. Plus, he doesn't have the last say alone. So,
And then the way it initially by the BAAA, and it's just like, This could have all been avoided.
It could have all been avoided.
You make the addition of Adderley as an observer, and that's it. Don't rock the boat no further. And if somebody needs to, if it's a numbers thing and not athletically, but just an entourage thing, then guess what? Somebody who really don't need to be going could stay home.
I understand that. But the point is, I see a note came out yesterday signed by both Fish and President of BAAA, D'Amico Atkins, saying that both ladies will be going to Paris. So that's the compromise. It may not be the ideal compromise, but at least she gets to go to Paris.
Great show as usual, Naughty. The world has caught up. No, sorry. Great show as usual. She is not getting shafted. They are using her just in case someone get injured. They have a backup. Listen, my point, Texter, is that's fine if you want to add her as an alternate or an observer. But you can't remove somebody who qualified two spots ahead of her. Now make her the observer and insert Miss Adderley in that position. That's not correct.
Yeah. Our problem is we allow, you know.
What's the young lady from Song name again, Pearly?
I messed the name up. It's Lakeek. Don't ask me to pronounce the young lady.
What's the last name?
One is Cooper and one is Adley. I don't know what
Cooper. Cooper is the one from you know your alma mater, and qualified third. So yes, if I was Miss Cooper, the math is not mathing. That's like you telling me I finish third in an international comedy competition. But now, instead of me getting to go on TV, they want to put a younger comedian who finished fifth on instead of me because they got the feel-good, heart-wrenching Cinderella story going on. No, finished third, and I'm supposed to go, and I'm supposed to be on TV. I don't care who finished behind me. How y'all get on TV before me?
See, the problem is, and Sheldon and I spoke about this on Thursday during the show, they've allowed the public sentiment
correct
to allow their judgment. And forgive me, listeners, the ignorance of our listeners in terms of not understanding the rules of the sport. The rules, you know, what the rules are. Oh, she qualified for the Olympics they win their race, the mixed relay race, so she qualified the Olympics. No, she didn't. The Bahamas national team qualified for the Olympics, which can consist of anybody once the Bahamians. A lot of times the Americans, B or C or D or E team qualify for the Olympics, but that don't necessarily mean that's the ones who run in the 4x1. You know, sometimes fellas don't even run until the finals. Sometimes the fastest dude on the 4x1 team don't run until the finals. So that's just the nature of the beast. The point is the Bahamas national team qualified, which means we put our four best athletes there. At that time, she was there and helped us get through, and we are grateful for that. Very grateful for that. But the bottom line is you had the Olympic trials. You did not finish in the top three. It is not fair.
All right. Let me check the tax lines because they blew it. Naughty, I agree. They did her dirty. And it shouldn't have come to that. It should have been a more responsible, rational decision made by the adults in all of this.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be the kids thrown out to the public, you know, court of opinion. They don't control things. They showed up and ran the race and did well.
And I feel for both athletes. I feel for the young lady who came fifth and now they're on the team and she's catching ridicule from the public. I feel for because it's not her fault.
But, you know,
she did nothing, absolutely nothing wrong, but trying to live up to her wish or her dream of being an Olympian.
But what about...
So I can't blame her.
What about the young lady who finished fourth in all of this?
That's the next question. Like, who is she and how does she feel about it?
You see, you got to look at all the layers of the onion.
Yeah.
And right now, it like an onion, it stinks. It makes you cry. Because it could have been handled a lot better. And you could have gotten the same result by leaving Miss Cooper where she belongs as the third qualifier and adding Miss Adderley if you wanted to as an observer. based on the facts that she came in the clutch filled in the clutch, and is definitely one of the future, you know, names of track and field in this country.
Yep.
So why should there be a problem? Because again, we always make it a problem. Too many federations and associations, the hierarchy, they take the path of most resistance rather than the path of least resistance.
Yep.
And you throw that political element into it and a little flavor in there, a political flavor, and here we go. Recipe for a disaster, for a stink bomb. And here we are.
Exactamundo. Exactamundo.
So, I think from the upper echelons of these leagues and associations, they need to do better and have a better vested interest to the athletes to participate for them.
Serious.
All right, let's check out some other news. Buddy Hield gets warm welcome at Warriors News Conference. Bahamian guard joined Golden State as an unrestricted free agent, part of a six-team sign-and-trade transaction, and apparently he's happy to be there. Yet another one who kind of got away from playing with a certain individual in Los Angeles. Proof is in the pudding.
Well, time will tell.
It's so bad the Lakers wanted what his name is, Vilchainis, or who ended up signing with Washington. The Lakers willing to make a trade to Washington just to get him to play. Like, he didn't want to play, which he didn't want to sign, which he could have signed, which he didn't. So now you can go trade for him.
He couldn't get the money Washington gave him.
All right, let's see.
We couldn't sign him.
Now, apparently, Warrior fans are happy that Buddy's there. You know, you replace one Bahamian with another Bahamian in the Splash Buddy system. They went from the Splash Brothers to the Splash Buddies. I think that's a good name. But, hey, the Warriors don't play, you know. They get into that team, boy.
They do.
The marketing right there, bada bing, bada boom. From Splash Brothers to Splash Buddies. I'm not mad at you. That's a good one right there. Good.
Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes. Strong performances at Youth Sailing World Championships. Omri Kelly with the story in The Guardian. And the Youth Sailing World Championships has come to a close on the waters of Lake Garda in Italy, showcasing some of the finest young sailing talents from around the globe. Among the standout performers were two of the Bahamian's brightest stars, Norman Cartwright and Eliza Denning. Cartwright, who emerged as the Bahamas' second-best male finisher, secured the 36th spot out of a field of 62 sailors. And reflecting on the events, Cartwright said, "It was an excellent event that truly tested my sailing skills against the best youth sailors in the world. All my hard work led up to this event, and I truly feel as though I've sailed my best, even though I may have fallen short of my expectations." So there you go. That's one doing big things, and Ms. Denning did big things as well, too. So, you know, props to them.
Congratulations. You know, this is the second set of sailors that went off and did well. Craig Ferguson Jr. and the crew went off and did well a month or so ago. So I'm very happy to see that sailing is growing and they're doing well internationally.
Very good stuff. And then Bahamian track and field athletes compete at the Holloway Pro. Denisha Cartwright made her mark on the track competing in the women's 100-meter hurdles. And in the men's long jump, Laquan Nairn displayed his determination and skill with a leap of 7.21 meters, securing a seventh-place finish.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, Denisha Cartwright made a mark in the 100, like I said, clocking in at 12.79 seconds, and she secured a commendable fourth-place finish, earning recognition for a fourth-place finish. And then you also had... Wanye McCoy concluded the Bahamian performances, finishing eighth in 10.21 seconds. So there you have it. And did his thing, Cartwright her thing. Camille Rutherford showcased the speed in the women's 100 meters. Seventh overall, 11.47 seconds. So maybe these athletes didn't medal, but they're in the top seven, you know what I mean? In the top eight. Yeah. So that means at some point you're going to be in the top eight in the world.
Yep.
And you got to know how to, you know, get a little closer to the top four. But definitely, you know, good to see that we got athletes in the pipeline as far as track and field goes.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep the cupboard stocked.
Sounding real good.
All right, let's get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And don't forget, you got the flagship store on Mackey Street open until 6. The R&D Plaza location in the West open until 8. Prince Charles open until 8. And then over there in Grand Bahama as well, doing big things. So, you know, get on out there and get your Tropical Gyro one. And try the bowls as well, too. They're all good.
Yeah. I'm into the salads.
Are you into the salads now?
Yeah. Gotcha.
All right. We got some news coming out of the NBA. A lot of rumors out of the NBA. A couple of blockbuster trades that could still happen, Pearly. I don't know if you see it. But there's some potential.
To be honest, I'm so disappointed. I'm not even checking for the NBA. I'm just watching my Dolphins and my Dodgers. I'm disappointed what's going on in the NBA.
Oh, you're getting to that point now, eh? You know.
No, I'm a fan. I'm not gonna become a self.
You know, I got space in the sports cave. I got space in the sports cave.
I'm not taking that move. I'm not gonna do that. I just. Disappointed. So at this point, I really don't care what happens during off season. We'll see what happens. I'm excited about spring training. I mean,
you're talking about preseason. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me get through this and we can get into that. But a couple of blockbuster trades we could still see ahead of the 24-25 NBA season. The main one, you know, top one on the list, Lauri Markkanen makes the OKC Thunder unstoppable. Apparently that's starting to come up now. And I don't know what kind of deal they'd make, but apparently this is what the Jazz would receive. Point guard Nikolai Topic, forward Osumane Deng, forward Kendrick Williams, 2025 first round pick, one of their very own from Utah getting it back, a 2027 first round pick, a 2029 first round pick, and 2026 second round pick, 2027 second round pick, 2028 second round pick. And that would give them Lauri Markkanen, and that would give them one of the biggest front lines in the NBA with 3 7-footers and the starting five of Shai-Gilgeous Alexander, Jalen Williams, Markkanen, Chet Holmgren, and Isaiah Hartenstein. Do you know how with Hartenstein, Holmgren, and Markkanen? And that means Holmgren is the clear-cut scorer in that cut right there. Markkanen does his thing around the rim. So does Hartenstein. He gets involved in multiple facets of the game. But the straight-up scorer, can you imagine him playing small forward?
That's pretty big. That's a pretty big front line.
That's a nasty big front line. Nasty.
That's designed to answer to Denver. That's it.
And then... then the bench is Luguenz Dort, Alex Caruso they just traded for, Jason Wallace, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, Jalen Williams, and then they could round out with free agents. But that would be a big move for OKC right there, bro. A lot they're giving up, but a lot they're getting back. Probably maybe
if it can happen, if it happens, but I doubt it.
Hey, Naughty, I'm glad to hear that deep fryer guy finally is upset about those LeBron-filled Lakers.
Yes, Jeff, I'm upset.
Orlando Magic received point guard LaMelo Ball from the Hornets. Hornets received guard Anthony Black, who's a forward. Wendell Carter, who's a guard. Guard Cole Anthony, and a 2025 first-round pick. 2025 first-round pick via Denver. And so that's two first-round picks in 2025.
Mm, interesting.
Mm, I think if he's going to go there just to score, then that's, you know, he averaged 20 rebounds and 1.8 steals per game. I mean, he was scoring for Charlotte. Starting five of Ball, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero and Jonathan Isaac would be a very balanced crew. It really would be.
Yeah, but I ain't strong enough.
And you got a good bench. I don't know, boy. The Magic was very surprising last year.
A good middle-of-the-road team. Ain't no better than that.
Here's another one that finally finds a home for Brandon Ingram, who nobody seems to want. Toronto Raptors make the trade. They receive small forward Brandon Ingram, shooting guard Jordan Hawkins, and forward Matt Ryan. And the Pelicans receive center Jacob Patel, Bruce Brown, guard forward, and a 2026 first-round pick, top four protected. So That might be a move they're looking to make. And here's another huge one out of L.A., but not for the Lakers, Pearly. The Clippers get forward center Karl Anthony Towns from the Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves get forward Cameron Johnson, forward Dorian Finney-Smith, shooting guard Terrence Mann, and a 2030 pick.
That's only could be a dream. And
then it's a three-team deal, and then Brooklyn's involved. They get shooting guard Norm Powell, power forward Kobe Brown, guard Bones Highland, forward center P.J. Tucker, and a 2031 first-round pick unprotected via the Clippers, a 2031 second-round pick via the Clippers.
Minnesota's not going to trade Cat, folks. My son doesn't even worry about that.
And here's one for Julius Randle out of New York. The Rockets received Julius Randle. The Knicks received power forward Jabari Smith, center Jock Landale, forward Jeff Green, Uncle Jeffy, for a 2027 round first round pick. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
That's a lot of, But that's five moves.
What I find interesting, the NBA dead to everybody right now. And so these guys put up these trade scenarios to get us to do exactly what we're doing, to talk about them a little bit more, because they're not doing a very good job.
They're trying to take a page out of the NFL's book, man.
It's not working. The NBA is not marketed the way NFL has, even by the way baseball has. You know, it don't move me. It just doesn't move me.
Speaking of NFL, Brandon Ayuk, despite all the talk and trade me and I can't stand the 49ers, he's at training camp with the 49ers. Apparently, CeeDee Lamb did not make the trip to Oxnard, California, with the Dallas Cowboys. But out of the front office in Dallas, as it is this time of year, the priority signing list has come out, and it's actually CeeDee Lamb as the top priority, like Micah Parsons. So hopefully they'll get CeeDee and Dak done this year, Micah done next year, and be golden.
So you're giving up on Dak. You think this is Dak last year as a Cowboy?
If they don't sign him after CeeDee this year, then you're playing on a one-year deal, and we're basically letting you know, if you're going to walk, you're going to walk. That would mean Trey Lance is waiting in the rings, and they're comfortable on making that transition. If not, then they're going to give him north of $60 million, according to some reports. And that's Dak Prescott.
It's not like you're okay with losing Dak. You're sounding more and more every day okay with losing Dak.
Let me put it to you like this, Pearly. I've been here before. I had a young Kobe Bryant and a declining Shaquille O'Neal who didn't like to take care of nagging injuries and work out and practice in the offseason and come in out of eight and over shape. Well, I got a young CeeDee Lamb who is arguably in the top three for sure, but could possibly be an argument between number one and number two as the best receiver in the game, still only 24 years old. You got Micah Parsons coming up, another, beast, possibly the best defensive lineman or rushing linebacker, the position he plays in the league. But a huge upside still, too. I got to get the money there. I got to find them. That's two key positions that you don't get to play at that level every day. And I don't care how many times you go to the draft, it's hit or miss in the draft. You and I both know that. So it's securing the youth with the upside and the Pro Bowls and the potential, and letting a quarterback like Doc walk, who will have great regular season stats, but who cannot get it done in the playoffs. So 24 as well, and he's on that rookie deal, and he's showing this great potential? No. He's been there 8-9 seasons in Dallas. We know what we're getting with Dak Prescott. In the words of the late Dennis Green, God bless the dead, we know exactly who Dak Prescott is. He's exactly who we thought he is. 12-5 again this year, one and done in the first round of the playoffs, possibly the second round, and here we go. So that's my opinion and my feeling on Dak. And if he has a good season, we decide to re-sign him, then that would be predicated on the fact that he went really, really far in the playoffs and he might get over that hump now, or he's figured it out. The chip has dropped. But that all remains to be seen. Naughty, right. Please ask Dodger Boy how he feels now that Kershaw is back with those L.A. Chokers.
Kershaw's back on Thursday. I'm excited about it. He's looked pretty good in his rehab games. Curveball is deadly. Slider's looking good. So the only thing is to see what happens on Thursday against the arch rivals, San Francisco Giants.
You know who's looked really good since his return, too, is Garrett Cole, by the way, too.
Yeah, he's looked good.
4-1. Good. But I think Kershaw's coming out, and that's going to give you all a boost.
Yeah, but Glasnow is back on Wednesday. The number four prospect, River Ryan, pitched yesterday against the Giants and went up against their ace Snell and held his own, gave up one run over five in the third inning. So he did pretty well. Dodgers bullpen held on and we basically won, 3-2 yesterday. But I was very pleased with my number four prospect as done.
Anybody else that we might want to keep an eye on?
No, it's just you're 8 days away from the trade, 7-8 days away from the trade deadline. Be interesting to see who's going to be sellers and buyers. Be very interesting to see. I know the Dodgers are going to be buyers. Who they buy in, what moves they can make, I don't know. Wait to see. I know the Yankees are going to be buyers. Some other teams are going to be buyers. Maybe Atlanta, maybe Philadelphia, you don't know. Definitely Baltimore may make a move as well. So it's going to be interesting to see.
A lot of things are going to go on, man.
And then by this weekend, all veterans will be in training camp, and it will be full-fledged training camp for the NFL as of this weekend.
So yeah, everybody's playing, everybody's doing that thing. Yeah, it's going to get very interesting.
August 1st is the first preseason game. I think it's Chicago Bears and Houston Texans. So that's going to be interesting to see. It's exciting. I mean, you know, it's winding down to what baseball is heating up about and winding up to what football is all about. So, and Friday, Olympics kicks off.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome on Friday, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just waiting to see, sit back and watch. A lot of those events you're going to see early morning because, you know, France is, I think, about 6 hours behind us. So right now it's, almost midnight in France.
Yeah, I know. The time is 6 hours different.
Yeah.
So that's a chunk, man. That is a big chunk, 6 hours. So right now it would be like 11:32.
Yeah, so during the day. And then NBC, them will do a lot of replays. By that time, you're not going to know everything. I hate when it's in Europe.
I know. I mean, listen, Europe is a great experience to go and take it in. But you got to get there a couple of days. Well, there's a head to get acclimated, you know. That's a whole different culture shock.
Yeah, I know.
Have you been to Europe before, Pearly?
No, I've never been over the pond. That's on my bucket list. Never been over the pond. All over the United States, Caribbean, but never the pond.
Never the pond. I hear you. Let me know you need to work that out on that bucket list.
And you know, the thing about it was my uncle was high commissioner to London and kept saying, just get here. You know, just come, we'll pick you up, you can stay with us. And the 3 years he's up there, I never made it. My mom, her sisters all made it to go visit, but I just never had an opportunity.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Texter, I'm not going to answer you in regards to who's carrying the American flag. We're gonna leave that alone.
The Texter just messing. You know, LeBron is doing it. I mean, come on, all right. LeBron is doing it, and I forget the young lady. Is the young lady doing it too? I want to say Simone Biles, but I'm not sure. But it's a
man. Yeah, I think maybe Simone Biles may be the one because she's very decorated, highly decorated.
Yeah.
Now,
but, you know, they're ignoring, and then they're trying to big him up and saying, oh, he brought the U.S. back against Germany. No, do that next week when the season when the real play starts.
Yeah, because this bunch of hype. Again,
I wonder better not the Americans' hopes, you know.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. And my God, Pearly, I'm looking at some of these other things. we got to delicately talk about too. And I really hope this happens. NFL and the NFL Players Association are discussing an 18-game season now.
That can happen. There's only a matter of when. It's negotiating. It could be next season.
So we'll see. Some other news, like I said, you know, from around the NFL, some people holding out, CeeDee Lamb included. And then you got some other folks coming back off injuries. So we'll see how it all pans out.
Tua reported to training camp. So
does he have a contract or no?
No, he does. Well, he's still on his rookie contract. He hasn't gotten his extension, but he's in camp.
Speaking of in camp.
The Dolphins re-signed Agbar to a one-year $5 million contract to replace Shaq Barrett. So
where's Barrett?
Agbar, that's his name. He brought him back. He used to be our hairdresser, and we didn't re-sign it. He had 5 sacks last year.
Okay, Emmanuel Agbar?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how that pans out. I mean, Shaq Barrett kind of surprised me with that.
Yeah, I really want to know what the backstory is.
Because wasn't that a off-season signing?
Yeah. $7 million, a $8 million contract 1 year. And then he decided he ain't playing no more, which is fine. We saved $3 million.
Well, listen, we got a pretty decent final of 14 today with Rich Eisen, man. And you know, this is kind of good from a fantasy perspective as well for two teams that I know we do have a fan base here in the 242. Hey, it bleeding and I can hear it. The fan base in the 242 is the Washington Redskins, diehard. You know, we know some longtime Redskin fans, Purdy. I know several.
I got a cousin, Eric, who's a diehard. He's been in college in Howard University, so he's been a Redskin fan. Washington fan, sorry.
And then we have those New England Patriot fans who are now in denial, who don't want to talk football.
I think a lot of them have left New England. I think they're just like when, you know, then you say, but me and my boys will beat you up and you turn around, your boys then run leave you. That's what's going on there.
Well, you know, two of them got, both of those franchises have rookie quarterbacks that are going to be thrown to the fire this year and are going to be playing. From a fantasy perspective, it could be some lightning in the bottle, a la C.J. Stroud last year, that could actually help you win some leagues. And then it could get really, really bad.
Well, maybe the kid in Washington, but I don't think the one in New England, he's going to have some real growing pains.
I think Drake May is pretty good, though. He steps right in.
I'm not taking that his talent. I just think that he's... He can tote some blows. I'm not killing his talent. He's got talent.
I'll see, man. I think, like I said, Drake May is going to surprise a lot of people, Purdy. I think he's ready to play the game. I think the big that down is going to be Bo Nix in Denver. A lot of people are crowning Bo Nix in Denver. I don't think that's the answer there in Denver, to tell you the truth.
We shall see.
But it's an interesting take with Rich Eisen on this for the ride home, so y'all definitely enjoy that. But like I said, the NFL, the training camps are open, and that's the most important thing. Because now it means we're actually 47 days away from football.
Yeah, so...
you know? But now, you know, what looms on the horizon? Do we have significant training camp injuries? Because you know the injury bug always gets somebody in training camp.
I haven't heard anything yet. Well, yeah, David Long from the Dolphins on the PUP. And O.J. Beckham on the PUP. So people are saying the Dolphins players are made of glass.
Well, didn't both of them have off-season surgery?
No. There's some, Beckham is some nagging injuries. So, I haven't figured out what's wrong with Long yet. But the point is, PUP only means they can't practice. They can come back at any point. It's not, oh, you know, off for 10 days or 4 weeks or whatever. Now, if season starts and they're still under PUP, then they can't come back till week 7.
All right. So, yeah, that's that catchy move. And then if you bring them back, you got to keep them off your, you know, you got to activate them. If you don't activate them, you could lose them for the rest of the season.
For 6 weeks, when you're on POP, for 6 weeks.
Right, and if you can't bring them back, then they gotta go. You gotta go on the injured reserve for the year.
Yeah, We'll see what happens.
All right.
But David Long will be a major loss for the Dolphins. A major.
Yeah, I definitely think he was part of your plans and part of your program.
He is a very big part. He's captain and all that stuff. So that's gonna be a major loss.
All right, Purdy, let's get to we got to get to the picks. All right, so we're going to get these picks in right now real quick because then we got to get to the break. And then Rich Eisen will be taking us home. So do we have WNBA tonight? That's the question. Are the girls back on the court? No WNBA?
They're still on break, yeah.
Man, and listen here, let me tell you, man, that was a great All-Star game on the weekend. Your girl did a thing, boy. She showed up home, girl. I like that.
That was good.
I mean, you know, you, I don't know. I guess karma was at play there. You know what I mean? Because look where it happened. All right, we got several Major League Baseball games tonight. So let's just jump out. And I'm going to put it on you. Give me four that you like, Pearly. Four that you like. And I'll do four that I like.
I like the Dodgers over the Giants. Mm-hmm. I like the Guardians over the Tigers. I like the Orioles, not like it, but I picked the Orioles over the Marlins. And I like Gill pitching for the Yankees tonight. I like the Yankees over the Mets tonight.
All right, that's your four? Well, here's my four that I like. I like the Kansas City Royals at home over the Diamondbacks. I like the Boston Red Sox on the road against the Colorado Rockies.
Okay.
I like the Houston Astros on the road against the Oakland A's. And I like the Texas Rangers at home against the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, okay.
And here's a bonus one that I like. Getting off to snide the Phillies over the Twins in Minnesota.
That's interesting.
Yeah, watch that one the other night.
That could be a good one. Wheeler going tonight for the Phillies. That could be a good one, yeah.
There you go. So we got to get to the break, Pearly. Good stuff as always. Appreciate you chiming in. We'll do it again tomorrow, and we'll chop it up, all right? Good stuff as always. Everybody who chimed in, who called in earlier, my regular Freeport contributor, Sarah Kirby, Darren Cooper, everybody who chimed in, texted in, called in, good stuff. Have a good one, Bahamas. Be good, and if you can be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Edge. Rich Eisen going to take you home on the flip side of the break. Keep it right where you got it.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket based on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Together when everybody out. Fried chicken we are pre bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
Christmas yet.
The kids are going back to school, so pick up your copy of the Nassar Guardian's Back to School Supplement, cuz
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Nassar Guardian today at 302-2300, or call your account executive to get in on the 2-insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassar Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
When everybody out, fried chicken we are free, bucket for the crow. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online.
Bucket together under the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuit family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
So we're opening, okay?
We are all
everyone's reporting for work, okay? And it's great. It's just we're literally almost there, but I think we're kind of there. And so the last time we saw quarterbacks drafted 1, 2, and 3 in a row, and we were wondering how many of those guys were going to start week one. What ended up happening, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, 2 of the 3 started week one. And it kind of looks like right now, 2 of the 3 are going to start week one. Mm-hmm. And just like Trevor Lawrence started week one, he started every game for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The same will be expected of, health willing, Caleb Williams for the Chicago Bears, who basically made no bones about it. I mean, Matt Eberflus was basically, after they drafted him, yeah, he's starting. They didn't even go through the motions of, well, we'll see how training camp is, and, you know, Tyson Bagent will get every opportunity. They didn't even try that. I mean, it was obvious from Caleb Williams' pro day when they all showed up with Keenan Allen, newly acquired Keenan Allen. It was basically Bears Day in Southern California. And now the question is what about the other guys? And Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Jaden Daniels, at his first training camp, there's Marcus Mariota there. And sure enough, as of now, throughout the post-draft period and the OTAs and all that, Dan Quinn has been playing like there's a competition. We'll see how it goes. Not putting any pressure on the guy who, before the draft, was consensus, including Caleb Williams involved. Most pro-ready guy to be drafted. Jaden Daniels, fresh off his Heisman Trophy season, looking the way that he did. And sure enough, training camp's open. Dan Quinn's still doing the same thing right now, with his general manager sitting right next to him. This is what he had to say about Jaden Daniels on this day. Hit it.
It's not a secret, but
It is a journey and a process. And so as we're going, when he's ready, we'll know. And when he's ready, he'll also know. But as far as the reps go, obviously with him and Marcus and moving around, there'll be certain days that will feature more of another. But I guess I'm glad that you brought it up. And certainly not a secret. It's a journey and a process. And so through practices, through scrimmages and preseason games all the way down, that's where the journey will take us. And then I'm not trying to hold back the info, but when we know, we'll say it.
Not a secret.
Okay.
It's a journey and a process. Journey and a process. Okay. Week one, the Washington Commanders will be starting Jaden Daniels. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, come on.
Why in the world would they draft this kid second overall with all the heat on him and all of what we saw last year and say, all right, go get him, Marcus Mariota? Well, that ain't happening. But this is their process. This is their world. And this is what they're going to do. And that's what they feel a need to get ready. And if the kid can basically handle it, watching Caleb Williams, who won a Heisman Trophy the year before him, get completely handed the gig. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's Dan Quinn's new to this place. And we're all competing, whatever. I've been through it. I've seen it all. Kid's starting week one. Get ready, Washington Commanders fans. You're going to get a good look-see at this kid right away. And I'm excited for it. Second overall pick, just like RG3 back in the day. And hopefully, just like RG3 back in the day, he has a dynamite first season. And, you know, but he'll be Danielsing from his butt as he throws a touchdown like this.
That
remember
was
the RG3?
So sick. When he
remember that,
that.
RG3ing back in the day?
At New Orleans.
Yeah.
On his butt, touchdown.
So
it was amazing.
Yeah, and I believe.
Did you find it?
Let me get this right. Oh, yeah. I found it.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were good.
No, that's okay. Washington Commanders, week one. I believe it's Tampa, if I'm not mistaken. Washington Commanders are, at Tampa. So, hey, guess what, folks? You'll get a good look-see in Tampa of Jaden Daniels. This is going to happen. And then as for Drake May, the third overall selection, he might be in the Trey Lance position of sitting back and watching the veteran have at it. It was Jimmy G at the time. Although, if you recall, Trey Lance's first season, it was, let's see if he can be the red zone guy. Like, Jimmy G will be in between the 20s. And sure enough, the first touchdown pass of the 2021 season for the phone by Trey Lance. They really? Throw him in there inside the five, I believe. Inside, well, in the red zone in Arizona. And he threw a touchdown pass.
Yep.
And that was all she wrote for him. And he only started two games that year. What about Drake May?
Drake? Love the Drake.
We saw the Drake on Hard Knocks a couple weeks ago for the Giants Hard Knocks series that's playing out right now. That looks, it's just been fascinating.
It's unbelievable.
And later on in the show, there's the NFL just truly 5 minutes before we went on the air, tweeted out a preview of the Tuesday night show, this week's show, where the Giants attempted to trade for Drake May. We saw May on the board working his magic with Brian Daboll and the rest of the staff in New Jersey there and looking the part of knowing his stuff. And what about here in New England? No bones about this one in the same way that the Bears were like, gig is Caleb Williams is right now. It's Jacoby Brissett's gig coming out of the spring, and there's no bones about that. Here is what Jerod Mayo had to say on that subject.
Coming out of the spring, I don't think there's any doubt Jacoby is the starting quarterback at this point in time. I mean, we can look at these other quarterbacks on the roster. At the same time, like it's about competition. And so when we get out on the field this summer with the pads on, we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, coming out of the spring, I think it's clear that Jacoby is the most pro-ready guy we have and play a lot of football.
He has played a lot of football and yes, for that franchise. So, of course, the follow-up question to Jerod Mayo was, hey, coach, does that mean shot for Drake May here in the summer? And this elicited an interesting answer.
Look, if Drake, and this goes to any position, if he comes out here and he lights it up, and once again, it goes back to the quality of reps, it could absolutely happen. Like, I sit here and tell you, like, coming out of the spring, Jacoby looks like the starting quarterback. Now, with that being said, he'll have competition. There's competition. Like, let's not forget about even Joe Milton. Let's not forget about Zappi. All those guys will have opportunities to go out there and be the starting quarterback in week one.
Okay, so my two impressions of what Gerard Mayo just said as the head coach of the New England Patriots are twofold. First one, the obvious. That's actual information from a head coach of the New England Patriots about a roster decision.
Right.
Wow. What is that like?
What?
What a novel idea.
I mean,
was Pete Carroll the last one to give us
I think so.
That type of info?
I think so. It's been a while. I mean, a question was asked, like, you know, what's the depth chart decision-making process? And you got an answer from the head coach with details. And then a little bit of the Belichick, a little bit of the Bill saying, no, don't forget about Joe Milton and Bailey Zappi.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, Chris.
Let me tell you what.
Let me ask you this question, Chris.
Oh, man.
What if I
could? Let me ask you this question. Okay.
I have no explanation for what I'm
doing. Let me ask you this question. Week one of the National Football League season hits.
Yep.
The New England Patriots are welcoming in. Where do they start?
We're at Cincinnati.
Oh, you're at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
So the Patriots are at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And after everything that's gone down, out trots Bailey Zappi because he had a great summer. How are you feeling about that? So on behalf of, well, I mean, that does leave other screens for you in the house. But that said,
yeah, still.
He's saying there's a competition in the same way that Dan Quinn is inferring that by saying, yeah, Jaden Daniels, we'll let you know when we see a starting quarterback. Okay. Second overall pick. I see a starting quarterback because the Jets did with Zach Wilson. And this trio of quarterbacks, I must say, a higher ceiling of expectation than the trio of quarterbacks the last time. The number three overall pick, Trey Lance, had not played a down of football in over a year because of the COVID season wiping out his final season, right?
Yep. He played, I think, the first game, and then they shut it down.
And then they shut it down.
Yeah.
And then Zach Wilson was, okay, showed a lot of ability at BYU, had a really nice pro day.
That one throw at the pro day was
sick. Let's see.
Sick.
Romo, I remember the time. Romo said he's got the ceiling of Patrick Mahomes, so let's go. And Trevor Lawrence was essentially the can't-miss guy that you had to get. So Caleb's that guy, right? Daniels, far more decorated resume than Zach Wilson. And Drake May, even though he hasn't played a ton of football compared to kids coming out of college, you'd like a heck of a lot more experience than Trey Lance. Yep. So the last time, again, we saw three starting quarterbacks, or last time we saw three quarterbacks start the draft, 1, 2, and 3 being picked, Trevor lost his first 5, 6 of 7, and went 3-14. But there's an asterisk to that. The asterisk, it's the Urban asterisk. Okay? Zach lost his first 3, 5 of his first 6, got hurt, came back, won 2 of his final 7. And Trey Lance only started twice. That's a low bar to clear, and I think these guys are going to clear it. I think your guy, Drake May, is going to start sooner than I thought coming out of the draft, yeah, brother. Kind of got that idea here.
November, please.
Now, I understand that because you look at the Patriots' schedule to start.
Brutal.
We have covered this quite a bit. At Cincinnati, home for Seattle, and then at the Jets. That's the short week game. That's a Thursday nighter. At San Francisco, home for Miami, then Houston at home, in London against Jacksonville and Wembley, which is essentially the Jaguars' home stadium there. Literally, the owner owns it. Home for the Jets, at the Titans, who I have told you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nashville. Thank you.